to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Sarah, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right. Just go. Today is the first day of four Lollapalooza days. Grant Park in Chicago. Jimmy World, 5 o'clock, Bud Light Seltzer stage. See you there, guys.
All right, we going?
I wish, man. I wish. 5 o'clock, Jimmy World. I got significant schedule beefs. Probably don't have time for that. But notable here is that you have to present a vaccination card to enter the festival. A vaccination card or a printed copy of a negative COVID-19 test that is no more than 72 hours old. Again, this is a four-day festival, so if you're going today, you would have to get tested again over the weekend because your 72-hour window would be closed. If you are not vaccinated, you are expected to wear a mask while you are at the festival. Now, why? Why are we telling you about a Chicago festival? Why do you care? You live in Austin, Texas, baby. Lollapalooza is like the sister festival. You know what? I'm going to call it the Big Brother Festival of Austin City Limits Fest. It's put on by the same people. If you see at ACL Fest, those dudes walking around with the little walkie-talkies on their shirt.
Yeah,
same people.
I know. They look like narcs, all right? And they look like mean guys. They're actually some of my friends. They are mean guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're real
jerks.
They
will tackle you hard if you jump a fence.
Yeah. A lot of them are up there. Some of my friends are up there in Chicago putting on Lollapalooza right now. I'm not sure which of the things that they've said to me I'm allowed to share.
I'll just say it all then.
Well, my question is, how are you going to do this? There's 100,000 people coming to Grant Park for Lollapalooza. Slightly less if we're going to do a full capacity ACL, but it's like, what, 70,000-ish? Something like that? You're going to check every one of those people at the door? Check a vaccination card?
Yeah,
also,
that sounds...
Your security people, you know, they're good at taking away your sunscreen. Are they now document authenticators?
I mean, I think that this is going to kind of be on the honor system or like the...
Oh, well, that should work fine.
Well,
that should be no problem.
What I mean is just that, like, you know, you're going to flash them what looks like a vaccine card, and they're going to be like, okay, cool. They're not going to check and make sure that your name is matching your ID or anything. It's like they have it, and that way they have plausible deniability for lawsuits and to get this thing off the ground with the city. It's like that's what this is. They're telling Chicago, like, hey, we're checking vaccines. Yeah,
right.
Totally. Making them wear masks. Totally. Yeah.
Are you able to scam your way in? Sure. But
definitely.
At least by advertising from the beginning that, hey, you have to be vaccinated or tested to come here, you're going to cut down on the risk.
It's like when we just went back to sporting events, but they were like, everybody, there's like four seats in between each group, and I was like, nobody's going to just, you know, move down or gonna, how do you break the zip ties that prevent the seats from folding down?
They also, so when they announced Lollapalooza, they said it's going on, you know, or I guess on the heels of a pandemic, we're still going to do it. Are we on the heels? Is it still?
We got the Delta thing happening now.
I feel like we're back on the balls of our feet of this pandemic.
Yeah,
this is technically a variant. That's a new pandemic.
They announced that you would have to be vaccinated or be tested to come. When they announced ACL Fest, no similar announcements were made with it. So maybe this is not coming to Austin City Limits Festival. They're up
in Texas.
They're in Chicago. Right. We play by slightly different rules down here in Texas.
Well, Emily was stunned by this news. She didn't know this was a thing, and it happened.
I had no
idea. It's coming out the day of. So if they're doing it for ACL, I mean, probably just to avoid.
Well, no, again, they announced when they said we're full on doing it. They're saying, hey, you got to be vaccinated if you're coming to this festival. I doubt somebody bought Lollapalooza tickets and then gets. Well, you know what? Probably somebody does get to the gate and then goes. What?
I bet a lot of people will.
I mean, it happens every year with just like, you know, you can't bring a bottle of tequila in there. Like, everybody's like, when is this?
What?
Is this a new rule?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What are you talking about?
Does that happen? I have to bury it in the park beforehand?
That happens every
year. First time I'm hearing about
this.
I can't just wash out my old sunscreen bottle and throw tequila in it. I'm sorry. What? I don't
also,
get it.
Also, you get a DayQuil bottle, put Fireball in there. It's the same exact color. And everybody just.
You can bring DayQuil in?
There's no way you can bring DayQuil in.
Maybe you got the cool security person.
Through the media entrance.
But also, just, I mean, look, this is a big backlash to all the anti-vax, anti-mask people about sporting events. It's like, well, how are you going to check the vaccine thing? That's going to make this take days to get in the stadium. You literally just hold it up.
We went to sporting events. We didn't have any.
This is the argument against doing vaccine checks is that it's going to the logistics of it. But it's not. Right. You have your wristband or your ticket in one hand. You have your vaccine card in the other hand. You go boop, and you show them, and you're in. It's super easy.
Again, violating the trust of one of my friends who are there. Don't add up the pieces. You could easily figure it out who it was. They told me that they feel like if this festival was 1 week later, it would be canceled, postponed because of the way that things are trending. But right now, it's like, okay.
See, that's why you're not hearing about the ACL.
Okay, we're all right to do it. Dr. Allison Arwady, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, says that she feels comfortable with Lollapalooza going ahead as planned because of the immense amount of money that they have. Because of the precautions organizers are taking, saying that they have gone, quote, above and beyond, end quote, in addition to the entry requirements. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. Organizers have looked at air ventilation for indoor spaces. Well, they looked at it. So yeah. That's good. They made sure backstage workers are vaccinated. They will make masks available, and they are going to test the ticket takers. Do people take tickets at Lollapalooza? I guess you show up and somebody puts a wristband on you or something like that. All right.
A lot of interaction.
Good luck, man.
People.
Good luck. I hope we have an ACL fest.
Here's the glasses half full of variant. October rolls around,
right.
Either everybody's vaccinated or have already had it. That's the Florida plan.
Okay. 101X, it's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. If you're a Hulu subscriber, I believe you could stream Lollapalooza on Hulu.
No way.
Check out the live performances. So, check that out. And now some OK Boomer beefs about the scheduling that's taking place here. Emily, noted young person, tell me if this makes sense. Jimmy Eat World, greatest rock band on earth. That was not the part I was asking about.
All right.
They play at 5 o'clock today. Now, they're playing on the main stage, so I'm not going to make any beef that they're playing at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday when Oliver Tree gets to play at 9 p.m. I don't know, Oliver Tree. Climb this, bitch.
You do, because every time we play his song, you go...
We play Oliver Tree?
We play Oliver Tree. Every time we play his song, you go, what the is this? What is this?
Okay.
And then I say, oh, that's Oliver Tree.
Are the
and
kids
he goes,
into
this
Oliver
sucks.
Tree? Is that... That makes sense for him to be on the headliner line of the Grubhub stage. But on the same stage as Jimmy Eat World, Illinium.
Sounds like a DJ.
Illinium. And
it does.
K-Tronada.
Those sound like DJs.
You don't know what this stuff is?
No, I bet those are like EDM things. I don't really understand
Playboy Carti?
I know Playboy Carti.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. My bad.
Watch, more people
Carti.
Are going to show up for Playboy Carti than Jimmy Eat
World. Hang on.
I'm
Friday, let's see here, 7:45, Jack Harlow. What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
Suicide Boys.
Okay.
Omar Apollo.
Yeah.
These are all on the headliner line, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But here, my favorite lineup of the Lollapalooza weekend. Saturday night, Bud Light Seltzer stage. Journey is the headliner. You know who plays right before Journey?
Who? Cardi B.
Ah, the Biscuit.
Is there a lot of crossover? Do the Biscuit fans hang for Journey?
Yeah.
If you still haven't stopped believing and you bought a Lollapalooza ticket to go see Journey, do you go there early to the stage and see Limp Bizkit? Like, what's going on here, man?
Jason, I'm sorry to tell you, what? But it's because it's an older thing.
Wait, so the Bizkit and the Journey people are in the same group together?
Yes.
The Bizkit people are to leave by the time the Journey comes on, so they just stay.
They just stay.
Also, great idea. Boomerpalooza. Let's do it.
Boomerpalooza?
Yeah.
All right.
A festival just for boomers.
Emily's first time is coming up next in a second. Hold on. 101X. It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and Prince Nick. Emily, Thursdays, 7:30 means time for Emily's first time.
Why'd you tell me this was your first time?
You up on our very first day.
And now, Emily's first time.
Now, Emily, as I understand it, is still a virgin. That first time, I don't know. I'm not allowed to talk to employees about that kind of stuff.
Can I ask those questions?
Yeah. But she is a noted young person, 23. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes, when she experiences something, she's experiencing it for the first time. And every Thursday brings us a new first time thing. What's up today, man?
All right. Well, today, my first time, it's magical, honestly. I decided to get into rocks.
Hang on. I'm going to hold my groans
what?
In. For...
What?
Go ahead. Sorry.
You don't like rocks? You're not a rock guy?
No. Are you a rock girl? KLBJ rock girl? It's where you get a bunch of tattoos and then take some slutty pictures in exchange for tickets to see wild stallions.
Hey,
artistic.
I've done half.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Artistic pictures.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've done half of those things already.
Oh, okay.
So, no. I went to an Airbnb this weekend for my friend's birthday, and it was a full moon this weekend. Did you know that?
Okay.
Fun fact. Full moon this weekend, and my friend says, "Hey, everyone, I have a surprise. Let's go outside real fast." We go outside under the full moon, and she's like, "We have to go." It was like at 9:26. She's like, "We got to be outside by 9:26 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Okay, cool." We walk outside 9:26, and she has just these random boxes with paper towels stuffed in them.
What's in the box?
And she puts them in a circle, and she goes and she gives us her whole spiel, and she says, "Okay, there are crystals in each one of these boxes. Now I want you all to pick the box that calls to you, okay? And then we'll go around and we will charge our crystals in the moonlight, and then we will talk about what each crystal represents to each one of you," which was very fun and very awesome. I've never done this before.
Really?
Yeah, I've never done this before. I'm not...
I feel I would be mad that I was at this party. Like, somhow...
Why?
I was the sucker who got off the plane in Vegas and signed up for some timeshare presentation. Like, what? No, this is supposed to... I'm supposed to be partying. Are you going to talk to me about charging crystals?
So which one spoke to you?
So I picked... Let me see which one it is.
Or did it
I have
pick
multiple.
You?
Oh, here we go. I have this one. Do you see? It's beautiful. It's circular.
Yeah. It's round, it's clear.
Right.
It's clear, but
it is an interesting looking rock. I'll give you that.
Thank you. It's smooth. It feels great.
Oh.
Don't watch me as I touch this rock. That's creepy.
Okay. Your guys.
But it is. I think. I'm a newbie. Mm-hmm. I believe it is a smoky quartz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and according to my friend who's into this, she said when I opened it up, she goes, "Oh, I knew you would get that one." And I was like, "Oh, what does that mean?" She goes, "Well, Emily, you're the the other thing is all of my friends brought their stones to the party. I was the only one stoneless." I'm a stoneless person.
Mm-hmm.
And so she looked at that and she said, "Emily, that's like the perfect rock for you, or sorry, crystal, sorry, for Man. You to start off with in your collection.
Starter rock.
So
if you invite me to
crystal.
A stoner party and you give me a rock, I'm going to be mad. Yeah. We are no longer friends.
What? I think I'd literally, if you say, "Hey, come to this party and get stoned," option A, we smoke all of them weeds. Option B, you beat me to death with rocks. My least attractive option would be, "Hey, come here and pick out which crystal calls to you."
I was about to say, is the next one, everybody gets kidney stones. Everybody passes kidney stones at the same time. And then the last one is crystals.
So you got a smoky quartz.
I got a smoky quartz. And they, let me read you. According to energymuse.com.
The authority on...
Yeah.
I feel like a .net for sure.
This powerful stone is a supercharged variation of the extensive quartz group. It is a grounding stone known for its ability to help you move on from difficult or painful experiences. It guides you to a higher state of being.
Oh.
Get it? I'm better than you guys now. I have this.
Okay.
Again, if I want to get to a higher state, same with a crystal.
A place where you can let go of the past so it makes you better. Here, let me do a little experiment. I brought two other stones. These aren't mine. These are people that...
Loner rocks?
Loner rocks. Yeah. I don't know what rocks they are because I honestly... I failed geology in college. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one's a purple rock. Purple stone. This one's like a black one.
Right.
So I'm going to have you guys put in your hand.
Yeah.
Put the stone.
The purple is already calling to me.
Put it in your hand. Oh. And now hold it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what my friend asked me. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Where does it make you feel things in your body? Do you feel something?
My ass.
Whoa.
Okay, let's explore that. Wait, no, let's explore that.
Let's explore Nick's ass. You go ahead, Emily. I'm going to be over here rubbing this purple stone waiting for something to happen.
I want your stone. You take my stone. Trade stones.
You have to take the black one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
If the purple stone makes you feel
you
things.
You can have them both.
Ooh.
Right. Ooh. Black-purple combo.
Now I'm unstoppable.
Yeah, now you got your chakras are all in line. What about you, Nick? Were you feeling, or Jason, were you feeling anything?
Didn't do anything.
Nothing?
But it's look, there's
nothing?
A problem that I'm a rational human being. No, I'm a non-believer. I've sat on the rock crystal world before. If this brings you comfort, if it somehow assuages the pain, if this is doing something for you, then good for you, man.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But don't try to attribute any science to it because there is none. Okay?
There has
I don't
to
care
be.
Where the sun was
thing.
When you were born.
Look at this
all
thing.
Right? I don't care what your chart says. This bull S, okay? We are living.
Right, now both of these stones
we are living
black.
In believe science times, okay? And there is no science behind it.
See, I would rather I would rather hang out with people that believe in this kind of science than no science, right? True? True?
I argue that this is
it's detrimental to. I mean, I don't know. Let me ask you this: Did they try to charge you for the stone and your crystal that
charge
you got there?
Me? No, they gave it to me for free.
The stone charges you.
We put them under the moonlight. No, this was great.
Listen,
it was honestly great.
I've shared this story many times, but the crystal gurus of the world have been known to be scam artists. Okay.
Really? Mm-hmm.
That person who I was married to once upon a time. Mm-hmm. We. You know, had differing opinions on certain things. So she left and went and lived on a yoga farm in California for a little while.
No way.
Yeah.
Yoga farm?
Yeah. She didn't have to pay any room or board, just teach yoga and I think have sex with the guru every once in a while. But I can't say for sure on that.
Okay.
But I received a phone call from her several years later. We were still friendly, I guess. And she called me asking, she wanted to borrow money. She said, can I send her $500? And I said, probably, well, why? Why do you need $500? Are you in trouble? And she explains to me that her guru told her that he had a stone that was perfectly tuned to her energy, that he'd been carrying it around for a decade, waiting for the right person. And it was perfect.
She's the chosen
It was
one.
Perfect for her, and he wanted to sell it to her for $500. So she needed $500 for this rock. And I told her, you should have told me it was for drugs. Because I would send you $500. If you just wanted a party with cocaine this weekend, I'd send you $500 and say, be safe. But I can't let you give this predator $500 for a rock that is perfectly tuned to your energy.
So a perfectly tuned rock, you're out. But a crack rock, you're in.
Emily is a crystal girl now. First time dealing in the rock
in the
world.
Crystals.
The rock world. She went to a birthday party and... who's the birthday girl said, hey, everybody bring your crystals. And Emily was new, so they gave her a crystal. And then
yeah, I received my first crystal.
She just told us.
Charged by the moon.
Yeah, y'all charged them in the moonlight
to
Canyon Lake.
Yep.
Now, what happens if your crystal is uncharged? Like, what happens?
I'm not sure. Maybe it just stops working.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you have a crystal and it's not fixing all the problems in your life, it's low charge. You gotta charge it up.
Yeah. That's how everything works nowadays. Right. Batteries,
good.
Things
good.
Like that.
Can I use one of those like wireless iPhone chargers? Does that work on a crystal?
Julio from SA says, damn it, Emily, no. Just no. You do know that you don't have to check off every gullible young person box, right?
Hey, I didn't
there's middle-aged people
things.
Who are gullible.
And there's worse things I could be doing.
What's worse?
Than collecting pretty rocks?
Is that the defense? Is like
I could be on the street right now,
right,
you know?
Right. Well, you're familiar with football legend David Kajusti, right?
Sure. Oh. As familiar as I am about these rocks in front of me.
From Hard Knocks. Was he the Browns Hard Knocks?
Yes.
You guys excited? Dallas Cowboys, Hard Knocks, premieres 10 days, something like that.
Yay.
Let's party. David Kajusti, you know what Hard Knocks is, Emily? It's a program, television, HBO, it's about training camp, and they always go and find some heart and hustle guys, like guys who are fringe NFL players.
Okay.
Are they going to make it? And David Kajusti was trying to realize his dream as a tight end. He was a nobody, but they were like, let's just give this guy a chance, and he believed in the rock energy. Okay,
good.
His crystals
believe in the rock.
Were charged. Here is
Dwayne Johnson.
Did I call him David?
It's, you kept calling David, but this is Devin.
It's Devin Kajusti telling you about his crystals and what they do.
Suja Light, it gives you this protective shield. Tiger's Eye for balance. Red Jasper gives the sense of courage. Kyanite is known to relax, and it gives you this sense of peace. It was one of the first stones I gave to my dad. Kyanite, I feel like the world would need. Zincite is a really strong stone to enhance manifestation of thought. Already I can feel like my head is getting super light holding on to it.
He was a nobody, Emily, and then went on to a brilliant NFL career.
And that's all because of his stones.
No, he works at a discount tire, okay? He did not make the team. Got cut. Devin Kajusti.
He was just carrying the wrong stones that day.
But you know what? I'm sure coping with the shame of being cut was made so much easier by his charged crystals.
Yep.
He probably was.
Just don't get gut, all right, Emily?
I'm trying.
Don't get gut.
I'm trying not to.
9-8 Central, time for another episode of The Bumbles. Every light in the house is on. Previously on The Bumbles, Jason's girlfriend and son moved in with him. Things have been going great, but maybe he should stop meddling in her son's development. Okay, I promise. I can't promise. But I want to promise this is the last time that I'm going to talk about Bumbleito and his lack of sexual motivations, okay?
He's 13.
He's 13! And just because you were slaying that pee when you were 13, Jason, doesn't mean that he needs to be doing so, right?
Yep.
Right. Agreed.
Right.
You're slaying it right and left, I'm sure.
Sorry about slaying that pee. I don't feel comfortable with that now either. But look, guys, here's the thing, all right? For real. I am concerned about his development, okay? He's 13 years old, and he just watches cartoons. All he wants to do is watch cartoons, all right? And not like grown-up cartoons. He's watching Mickey Mouse,
okay? We literally, in the break, you were watching a Family Guy clip.
Yes, that's a grown-up cartoon. That's a great... Listen, I love animation. I love animation. That's fine. Okay?
Yeah.
No problem for me, but I just worried that he's... why isn't he into more grown-up type things? And listen, I'm not one to, question anybody's parenting or anything like that.
Sure.
But listen, there are some things that she does that I'm like, are you babying him? Okay? Is that what's holding him back? He is... Unfortunately,
you're lucky Bumbleita likes babies. That's why she's practically with you.
I was about to say, it doesn't sound like she's babying him. He goes home and he makes his own grilled cheese. Quesadilla.
Look, I swear I saw her one day baby bird feed him. Like, I'm not positive. It was corner of my eye.
He's surprisingly advanced in a lot of ways. He knows how to make an omelet. I don't know how to make an omelet. Apparently, he's making he's making omelets on omelets on omelets. Okay, I couldn't put away cheese in the with the frequency that he does when I was his age. But yesterday, she sent me a thing saying, hey, I want to get this for Bogey and Bumbleito to play with in the backyard. And I'm like, oh, great. What is this? And it's a link to an Amazon splash pad. 68-inch sprinkler for kids. Kitty baby shallow pool. Outside toys, water toys for kids. Outdoor toys for toddlers age 3 to 5. Okay, never mind the fact that you're going to turn my dog into one huge mud bomb who's then going to come back into the house and jump on everything. You want to get a kiddie pool toys for toddlers age 3? He's 13 years old, okay? Should be out making trouble.
No.
Not playing in a baby pool in the backyard.
The toy is for Bogey to play with, but then Bumbleito will just play with, like, him. Like... The age thing, I think, is for the puppy, not the teenager.
This is kind of your fault, Jason.
Well, how is it my fault? What are you talking about?
Not to rub an old sore. Is that the saying?
Open an old salt wound. Into an old wound.
Yeah. Rub an old sore.
What's the worst thing to say? Rub an old sore or slaying that pea?
Like one leads to the other.
But no, not to do that. But you know the reason why she's ordering this is because your pool doesn't work. Your grown-up pool?
No.
For the grown-up boy?
Yeah.
Does not work. See some naked dudes.
Thanks for bringing the pool. pool up, Emily. That's not my fault. What did I do? I didn't destroy the pool, okay?
Yeah, you're not giving him any other solutions.
I thought that I hired a trustworthy builder and catastrophic fail.
She conned you into letting her move into Affluence Hill so she'd get that sweet pool action.
Oh, and now I didn't deliver.
It's a hole in the ground with dirty brown water in it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, also, you think leaving the lights on is bad? Wait till he just leaves this little pool toy water sprinkler thing just going in the backyard.
Oh, that's going to be a mosquito infestation.
It's just going. Yeah.
You're just going to have mosquitoes
the backyard has
babying
been
up
the
in
backyard
there.
Has been condemned, okay? I don't go back there. Bogey goes back there sometimes. I should do that. I'm a bad dog owner. I'm pretty positive he's jumping down. The pool's empty except for the stagnant rainwater that's just sitting in there.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he's jumping in there.
Ew. Jason.
Sometimes his waist is a little...
Oh.
It's extra wasty.
Oh, okay.
It's not. Sorry, that's not important to the story. Nick, we went to a 3-year-old's birthday party, okay?
Yeah.
And there were 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds,
playground,
6, 7, 8-year-olds.
Barbecue.
Playground, yeah. What was going on with Bumbleito, okay? The 13-year-old, he was out there, he was the king of all the 8-year-olds. I'm like, those are children. You're an adolescent. Behave in adolescent ways. All right.
Well, who else was he going to hang out with? The adults?
He's grooming them? No, that's
no.
Bad. That's
oh, bad. Absolutely bad. Not. Whoa. Absolutely Whoa. Not. No, he's in a. He's was. Were there kids his age there?
No.
No.
Okay, there you go. There's a solution.
But you hang out with the grown-ups.
I was an only child, and I had to hang out with the grown-ups. And look at how messed up I am now. I wish I would have hung out with the kids.
What are you talking about? Your crystal's fixing you up left and right.
Yeah, no. See?
Maybe a crystal. Is there a boner crystal I can hook him up with?
Sexual crystal.
Something like that?
I bet it's just big and phallic looking with like a big vein of quartz going down it.
Yeah.
Now, he is unfortunately, you know, being raised by a single mom. His dad is not in his life, really. And what?
Father, you should factor in on that. Tell me
where have you She's been? Not a single mom.
You live with her.
Well,
blurring lines.
I was bringing it up to say I've taken it upon myself to be a positive influence. Okay, to grab some of the reins and let's push.
I'm sure you're being very gentle.
Let's
with these pushes.
Push this development track. The train up the tracks. All right.
Didn't you just take home a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition
I'm
yesterday?
I'm glad that you brought that up because this is exactly what I wanted to tell you about.
Leave in his room.
It's a little just. I don't know if it's an experiment, but yeah. Yesterday I was gifted a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Did you know they're still making those? How could that be a thing? How is that not canceled?
If you have any old magazines you don't want, come drop them off at the station. We'll give them to Jason.
But, somebody at the radio station here gives me all their old Sports Illustrated, including the swimsuit edition. And so I took it home yesterday, and I told you guys, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to leave this out, okay? I'm going to put it on the coffee table right in front of the couch where Bumbleito spends 14 to 17 hours a day.
Okay.
Just going to put it there. And I'm gonna track its progress, just see if it moves, see if anything happens. Go home. Yesterday, he's not there. He's upstairs sleeping till 1 p.m. It's fine. And I just plop the Sports Illustrated down on the coffee table. Leave it there. Let's see what happens. I come home from work last night. He put it in my room. he saw it. Identified this
as behind a door.
Something that is not for him.
Something that you would enjoy.
Jason, can I have some highlighters magazines?
Jason has left his grown-up toys out again. Let me help him by putting this in his
room. Go get a blow-up doll and just leave that out. See what he does with that.
What up, X? It's Morning X, Jason Dick and Prince. My guy, Bumbleito, my girlfriend's kid, 13. Apparently I'm the a-hole because I keep trying to push. I push back against this extreme volume of cartoon consumption. It's fine. Mr. C says, sounds like you're thinking and wanting Bumbleito to masturbate all over your house. You're weird, man. Stop thinking of that.
Ew.
I'm not thinking of that.
He doesn't want it. It's just weird that he doesn't have to deal with that.
John in San Marcos says, is Jason going to buy Bumbleito a hooker?
Please don't.
Not right now.
Oh, no.
That's like a...
Hey, if you do...
And you buy a
Can you see if they have like a 2-for-1 deal?
Oh,
yeah.
Asking for a friend.
There's a man down.
Finley Ander says, leave Bumbleito alone. For real, though. He's 13. Why are you in such a rush to make him grow up? Just be a good example to him and support his interests.
Yeah, you know your world went downhill as soon as you had to grow up. So why are you making him do that? If I could just stay at home and watch cartoons all day and not have to work and have somebody feed me cheese every single day, that'd be great.
Do you want to move in?
There's just an unlimited supply of cheese available to you. Okay, guys, I'll leave it alone, okay? I was just trying to help, okay? I was just trying to do some swimsuit edition help.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.